Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Home design is a uniquely personal yet universal endeavor. This month's Milwaukee Magazine features a series of interesting local homes, the art they bear, and some local artisans refining and redefining home furnishings.
Carol Nixon is currently editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine, but in a previous life, she was a decorating editor, a job where she was laser-focused on the world of home design. She talked with Lake Effect's Joy Powers about the series of articles.
It was a really fun job. I was a decorating editor at a magazine called, appropriately enough, Home. And what I did in that role was I curated stories about new products. I set up photo shoots of houses. I sussed out trends. I did a lot of what they call market work. So I would go to trade shows and just really stay in touch with what new products were coming out, what the new trends were. And then I would, let's say, determine that lavender was a big trend. And so I might do a photo shoot with a lot of different lavender products in them. So that was one aspect of it. And then the other aspect was just finding beautiful houses and setting up those shoots and assigning those stories and editing those stories. It was a really creative job. I worked with great people there, and personally, I have an interest in design and art, and all of those things just dovetail really nicely with a decorating magazine.
How do you feel like home decorating and design have changed since you started, you know, working in this field?
Well, let's see. I was decorating editor, I guess it was probably around 2005 to 2008, and around that time, what they call disposable fashion, meaning clothes that don't cost very much, that are trendy and you might like for a season or so. That was sort of finding its way into home furnishings to some degree. Now, you know, a chair is always going to be a bigger investment than, you know, a top, a blouse. But still, there was a big movement towards marketing trends. And that was a big shift from the past. Also, when I first started, the early 2000s are when we first started to see the resurgence of mid-century modern, and I still read about it, and they're talking about it like it's this new trend. It's, you know, well, it's a trend that's been happening for over 15 years now. But, it was pumped with extra life from Mad Men, and, you know, it just seems to keep going, and with good reason. It's beautiful furniture, very simple, very easy to like.
Do you feel like we're still kind of in that phase of trend home furnishings, or are we moving away from that?
I think, you know, and I have to be honest that since that time when I was a decorating editor, I became a lifestyle editor, and now I'm editor at Milwaukee Magazine, so I'm not quite as attuned to all the trends as I once was. But it seems to me that I think we're shifting away from, you know, doing a room in a very, like, flamboyantly over-the-top way and thinking, like, next year I'll just change it again. I think we're a little bit, maybe not returning to tradition, but returning to thinking of furniture as more of an investment that you want to keep and maybe change little things like accessories or pillows, but not the whole thing. And I'd like to add to that, part of that is sustainability. And even though a lot of furniture companies have really done a lot of work to make their products more green and more sustainable, there's still an impact on the environment, whether it's in the manufacturing of furniture or in the disposal of it when you're finished with it. And so it's, you know, I think it's good on many counts that we're not thinking of sofa as a short-term investment anymore.
So when you look at the trends that have emerged mm-hmm. more recently, I know it's a little hard to see the forest for the trees, mm-hmm. as it were, but mm-hmm. what do you think has kind of emerged in the last few years as design trends that you're seeing in homes and maybe specifically around Milwaukee?
One of the things that I've seen that certainly has become so pervasive that I think it's at the tipping point of being over is the reintroduction of brass and very warm golds into home furnishings. And so whereas you once might have seen a chair with chrome legs, now it'll be, you know, a warmer tone. And, you know, those things are cyclical. I mean, when they first start, it's exciting and everything looks so fresh. And then ultimately and invariably, it gets to the point where it's like, oh, enough of that already. Let's go back to Chrome. Or, you know, I saw recently that some manufacturers are exploring a sort of greenish patina look as a replacement for the golds and the brass tones. And I don't know if that's going to take off, but that's something that I see a lot of.
Who are some of the local artisans in home design who are making some things that excite you?
Well, you know, in this issue, we feature Mario and Kathy Costantini, and they are the forces behind La Lune. And I just, you know, I think what they do is amazing. It's rustic furniture that uses whole branches of trees, but to create very elegant things. So it's a combination of rusticity and elegance, which I think is just so cool. And I think we're really lucky to have them here in Milwaukee. We also feature a woman named Lisa Probst, and she's creating furniture. And again, she uses wood, but she uses some wood that's left with its organic shape to it, combined with some influences that I think, well, they're arts and crafts influences and a little bit of mid-century influences in her work. And I think that's a really nice combination of two trends.
When you're talking to people about home design and designing their own homes, do you encourage people to seek out professional help in doing that? Or do you think this is really something that people can take on themselves?
I think that's a really good question. And first of all, I don't think that I'm in a place to give anyone advice. But my own personal feeling about it is, you know, if you have an inclination to decorate your own home and if you feel confident in it, by all means, that's what you should do. I think that where people get into trouble is I think most people have an idea of some of the things they'd like to incorporate in the look of their home. But decorating, for most of us, is something we only do a few times in our life. You know, it's not like getting dressed every morning. It's a skill set that even if you feel like you want to explore that part of yourself, you probably don't have a great deal of experience doing so. And in that way, working with a professional who will, first of all, know, like if I said, I really would like a zebra ottoman, that person might be able to say, oh, okay, I can show you five. And, you know, as just a normal citizen, I don't necessarily know what five vendors are selling zebra ottomans this season. So they can be helpful in that very basic kind of way of just helping you source things. But they can also be even more helpful in helping you make a cohesive plan out of the ideas that you'd like to incorporate in your home. And you know, I think that you can't undervalue the level of skill it takes to really create a balanced living room or bedroom. There's just so many things that enter into it, and there's so many ways to go wrong that having a little professional help is not a bad thing.
Well, Carol, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and talking about this issue.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Carol Nixon is the editor-in-chief and publisher of Milwaukee Magazine. To hear more of our conversations with Milwaukee Magazine, head right over to wuwm.com.